Van Dittevang, thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me today.
Appreciate it.
The film you wrote and directed, Sleeping in Plastic, is set in a small Texas town where all the people seem to be a little down on their luck. Brandon is a high school wrestler who doesn't get along with his mom, and Perla is a call girl who doesn't really have any family, and she asks Brandon to drive her around one night to a few dates. Ultimately, though, they both just want to get out of there.
Can't wait to leave this hellhole.
Really?
Yeah. There's good money to be made out in El Paso. Working on oil rigs out there. Roughnecking it. That's where I'm headed.
Hey, how about taking me with you?
Wait, you want to go?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
You promise? I mean, I'm serious. I'll help pay for gas and everything.
Okay. Yeah, promise.
Hey, don't make a promise you can't keep.
That was Alex McNichol and Addison Timlin in that scene. What interested you in telling the stories of these lost souls longing for something more?
I think, you know, the overall themes of Sleeping in Plastic, I like to write in themes, and those themes are love, lust, and loss. And I'm oftentimes curious of how those definitions blend together. And when I was in Texas, I started my career as an editorial photographer, so I was on the road a lot. And one of my favorite magazines and clients was Texas Monthly, and I would be sent off and to shoot and all these different parts of Texas. At one point, I traveled like 5,000 miles around Texas. So when you're on the road, you meet all these different folks and different faces. And I oftentimes would just kind of make up stories. And that was the genesis of Sleeping in Plastic.
Well, theoretically, you could have set the story anywhere, but it does seem like Texas is the right backdrop.
Yeah, I think for me growing up, I grew up outside of D.C. in Washington Redskins territory, and I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan, funny enough, and I always had this like mythical kind of feel of Texas, and when I would visit, and then when I lived there and traveled, it just has a backdrop that I'm drawn to.
So all of that said, you shot the film in Oklahoma.
Yeah, and that's one of the things I really wanted to shoot outside of Fort Worth, actually. But the tax incentives was a little too strong for us. We tried many ways to shoot there, but ultimately it was a financing decision.
You do something that I think is kind of daring in a movie these days, which is that you have a couple of scenes that you let play out uninterrupted long enough to make the audience squirm. This is nothing gory or anything like that, just really tense. And I was wondering while watching those how you get the timing right, where it's enough to have the intended impact, but not too much.
I think the audience is so clever and smart, and you have to sort of, I place myself like being in the seat of the audience, and I'm drawn to these long sequences where it's just a little bit uncomfortable, and the pacing, the timing, I guess it's sort of like cooking a little bit. If you put a little bit too much salt, it gets a little bit, so I'm always sort of like pushing towards the edge, and a lot of it had to do during our editing stage, but the performances, oftentimes I'm like, wow, I just don't want to let this roll out.
Well, Van Dittevang, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Well, really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be showing the film in Fort Worth, and thank you for taking the time and having me.